Maloney and Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We just had a wonderful conversation with Tim Rash, one of Jim's former teammates at UVA. We appreciate you joining us tonight. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you at 345-0910. At this time, we want to describe our Play of the Game, sponsored by First Capital Bank, where people matter. We've chosen the UVA baseball team's fine play in Sunday's rubber game down at ECU last weekend.
And, of course, Frank, the number one ranked Virginia Cavaliers, impressed in the paper today where it mentioned this is the 10th Virginia team that's been ranked number one at one point in time or another, but the Virginia Cavaliers baseball team ranked number one for the first time, 2-1 on the season. Of course, had a three-game series down at East Carolina, which is a team that's also ranked. Virginia had a 9-run lead, 13-4, after a 4-run sixth inning, but the Pirates roared back with 7 runs in the eighth inning to make things very interesting and bring what was left of the crowd of 47-74 to their feet. The Pirates 1-2 brought the potential tying run to the plate in the eighth, but Kevin Arrico, on his way to being Fireman of the Year, picked up his first save by retiring Devin Harris and then pitched the ninth inning as well. So he went 1 1/3 innings, picked up the save as we indicated. Virginia gets the win and start 2-1 on the season.
And clearly, Virginia would not be number one in the nation if Arrico doesn't get that guy out.
Well, yeah, you worry a little bit about the pitching when you have a 13-4 lead, and then all of a sudden you got to sweat it out late, but that makes for exciting baseball, I guess, and this team is going to be exciting to watch, and I know I, for one, and I know you join me in this, look forward to going over a number of times to see baseball this spring.
Can't wait.
Also, we have made a switch in the lineup tonight. Frank Maloney is going to be going out a little early to Friday's at Short Pump. We told you before about having a game-watching party out there starting at 7 o'clock, rooting for the Hoos. So we have moved up the winter sports update to the second segment, and Frank will give it to you right now.
Here we go. Men's basketball. Tickets still remain for the last home game versus the Terrapins of Maryland. The Duke game is a sellout. Women's basketball. The number 18-ranked Cavaliers lost to Florida State last night. The number 10-ranked Florida State Seminoles. Very close game. A couple free throws iced it for the Seminoles. UVA's record, though, stands at a sterling 20-7. They're 8-4 in the ACC and currently stand in third place. Monica Wright scored 23 points to move closer to second place on the all-time ACC scoring list. Next up, the Cavs travel down to Duke, who are always good, on Friday, but then they return home to face the dreaded Hokies on Sunday at 1 p.m. Go Cavaliers. Men's tennis. Coach Brian Boland, his star player Michael Shabazz, and the number one Hoos, fresh off the ITA title, pounded LSU and Boston College by perfect 7-0 scores. UVA faces VPI today in Blacksburg. Women's tennis. Number 23 Wahoos defeated Winthrop 7-0 yesterday and now face Weimann Mary on Wednesday. Men's and women's swimming. The number 11 women won their third straight ACC title in Chapel Hill, led by Mae Christensen and the seniors who go out on top and were celebrating on the deck down there in Chapel Hill. The men's ACCs are this week. Good luck, Hoos. Men's wrestling. UVA ranked number 23, lost a toughie to number 10 Maryland by a 22-11 score. At one point, Virginia actually had a nice lead. The record stands at 16-6, 3-2 in the ACC tourney. Excuse me, in the ACC tourney on March 6th in Raleigh. Go Hoos! Men's baseball, now ranked number one nationally for the first time ever, begin the season by taking 2 of 3 from number 18 ECU in some high-scoring games in Greenville. UVA hosts George Washington on Wednesday at 2 p.m. That's a change in time. And it'll be at Davenport Field. And again, they're going to host Rhode Island for a three-game stand starting on Friday.
And that game is conditions permitting.
Yes, assuming that the storm doesn't go wild. Men's lacrosse. UVA is now ranked second in the country. They defeated Drexel, and they're now playing Mount St. Mary's today. That game is probably over at this point. Hopefully they're 2-0 at this point. Steele Stanwyck, the outstanding attackman, was named ACC Player of the Week following his 3 goals and 2 assists game versus Drexel. The first home game is on Saturday, February 27th, versus Stony Brook at 3 p.m., and that game has been moved to the U-Haul Turf Field in light of all the harsh weather to Klockner Stadium's field. Men's golf, Ben Coles and the Wahoo Linksters return to action on March the 8th at the Palmetto Intercollegiate in Aiken, South Carolina. Women's softball has finally launched their season. They do have a nice win over Michigan, but at this point they've had to move these next couple of games to Christopher Newport University down in Newport News, where the Cavs will face George Washington and Notre Dame in a round robin this week. Men's football. The spring football game will be held on April the 10th at 2 p.m. Jim and I hope that you'll come see us when we go up there. We may set up kind of a fun tailgate and welcome our fellow Wahoos.
Yeah, before we go to the second break, mention again, 7 o'clock tonight, Short Pump Fridays, and Frank, tell the listeners about next week's show, which is going to be a special show again on Tuesday night, not Wednesday, because of the VPI basketball conflict.
Jim and I are very excited. We're going to have former B-ball legend Jeff Lamp, who is a classmate of mine, and head coach, lacrosse coach Dom Starsha will be with us next Tuesday night. And this is a departure, these two shows being on Tuesday nights. Following that show, we will return to Wednesday nights where we're more comfortable. Let's cheer on the Wahoos as they face Miami tonight at 7 p.m. Come on out to Fridays at Short Pump to join us, and there will be some nice raffle prizes and some other nice things. And we know Terry Gates and Bobby Goodman and some other fellow Wahoos will be out there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun tonight in about another half hour. But next week, really going to be special. Jeff Lamp, not one that's made a whole lot of appearances in any media back here in the East. So really kind of a special opportunity to talk to him. And I know the fans will really be excited about that. So we're going to go to our second break now. When we return, we will have former UVA star Jimmy Miller joining us at the bottom of the hour. Again, 345-0910 if you want to call in.